Here's a regular experience for the two-thirds of Americans who are overweight or obese. You go in for your checkup and you're told by your doctor you need to lose some weight. But the latest post on WBUR's Common Health is by a doctor who says, I'm not going to do that anymore. Joining us now with more is the host of Common Health, Carrie Goldberg. Hi there, Carrie.
Hey, Meghna. Nice to be back.
Okay, so who is this doctor who all of a sudden is not talking about weight?
So it's Dr. Alyssa Poorman. Elizabeth Poorman. She's a primary care doctor in Everett who works for the Cambridge Health Alliance. And lest anyone think that she's in denial about this country's epidemic of obesity and the health problems it brings, she's not. And really, no one can be. I mean, she points out that 1 in 5 premature deaths in America is linked to obesity. And in fact, there's a big meeting today of the National Academy of Medicine in Washington, and they'll be talking about how it's not just this country, it's actually the world. Mm. The latest stats are that nearly 2 billion adults are overweight and about 600 million are obese. And type 2 diabetes has like quadrupled in the last generation in tandem with this rise in weight.
Okay, so then given that, why would Dr. Poorman stop telling her patients to lose weight?
So the short answer is because that 5-minute nag that you get from your doctor almost never helps, and it can actually hurt. And Dr. Poorman says research on weight loss shows that taking 5 minutes or even longer just to tell a patient to lose weight simply doesn't work.
And it has never worked. So it's counterproductive for us to act like this is going to change people's lives, it's going to lead to substantial weight loss. And then when it doesn't work, they feel like they're a failure because we're not offering them the kind of support that they need and has been proven in research.
Okay, so what's she doing instead then?
So she says now she doesn't bring up patients' weight. She just asks what they think they can do to be healthier. So eat better, get more exercise, get more sleep, whatever they say. It might not lead to weight loss, but it could lead to better health.
Okay, right? So the specific means then that ideally would bring about that same end, better health. Okay,
right.
Well, so I guess I get that, but it's undeniable that if you are significantly overweight, Carrie, it's also just really good for your health to lose a couple percent of body weight.
Yes, I would not deny that. Losing that weight can sometimes even make type 2 diabetes and other health problems that come with being overweight go away. But Dr. Poorman points out that there can also be health risks of trying to lose weight. She sees what she calls a toxic culture of weight loss, quote unquote, cures constantly peddled in the media.
People hear about these quick fixes, and if we make people feel like they have to lose weight at all costs and that's the only way to be healthy, then we can inadvertently end up encouraging them to try something really dangerous. I've had a number of patients take pills that they have seen on TV or that their friends sold to them, and they are so focused on being thin that it can be hard to not only get them to admit that they are doing this, but then to convince them that this is dangerous and it's not worth the risk.
Mm. And yet they're so seductive, right? But it's also a wild west of supplements. Like, they're really not regulated very much. They do carry risks.
Yeah. Well, Carrie, just for a second, I want to get back to something Dr. Poorman said earlier about the specific change she's making in her office in those visits when she's not talking about weight with her patients. She said she's offering them the kind of support that they need and has been proven by research, meaning what?
Right. Meaning so that the key for doctors is to recommend weight loss interventions that the evidence supports. So that means if you're a person with really a lot of excess weight, especially with diabetes, that means probably talking about surgery. There's also a whole new generation of weight loss drugs, which is kind of a controversial topic. Let's save that for another visit. But for people with not very much weight to lose, Dr. Poorman says, here's what's likeliest to work.
That means setting a weight loss goal with experts like nutritionists, like dietitians, having a session every 1 to 2 weeks over 6 months to a year. It means accountability, getting weighed at those sessions, and it means eradicating the word diet from the vocabulary because temporary changes mean temporary weight loss. And it also means thinking about weight as a health issue, not as a self-worth issue.
So that's key. It's a health issue, not self-worth, because people with excess weight are so often devalued by society, she says, including by medical professionals sometimes, and that can sabotage their own self-care.
Okay, so sorry, Carrie, I'm a little confused here because Didn't we start this whole conversation by saying that Dr. Poorman is not talking about weight with her patients, but in that tape we just heard, she said she's still helping patients set weight loss goals.
Right. So let's clarify. What she's not doing is this 5-minute telling patients briefly, you should lose weight, and that's it. What she does do is if the patient is asking for it, she gives them the tools and the resources and the information on what's been shown to work, and she warns them about the dangers of these claims of quick fixes.
Wow. Well, it's a compelling idea that's received a ton of comments from Common Health readers. We've got a link to Carrie's post about this at radioboston.org. Carrie Goldberg is the host of WBUR's Common Health Blog. She joins us on most Mondays. Carrie, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.